car rentals, concert tickets, cable charges, credit cards, they have all got one thing in common: extra fees that get tacked on in the purchasing process. President Biden and his administration are calling them junk fees, and getting rid of them has become a big part of his economic agenda. It'll be featured in his State of the Union address tomorrow. NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram has more.
If you want to sit next to your child on a flight, it might cost an extra $50. Late on your credit card payment, that's $32. A processing fee for those concert tickets you want to buy, another 15.
These fees really add up now. They exist across so many things that we buy.
That's Neil Mahoney, an economist from Stanford University. He worked with the White House on tackling junk fees.
They cost people money. They're also annoying. They sort of, they're another sign, I think, to people that, sort of the deck is stacked against them.
Mahoney says that early on, President Biden directed his team to lean in on this issue, so much so that the president brought it up in his State of the Union address last year.
Junk fees may not matter to the very wealthy, but they matter to most other folks in homes like the one I grew up in, like many of you did. They add up to hundreds of dollars a month.
Since then, the White House has been pushing on this issue. Last June, after a fiasco thousands of people faced as they tried to buy Taylor Swift tickets, the president hosted the leaders of major companies like Live Nation to get them to be more transparent about their fees. This week, the administration announced a new rule to cap credit card late fees at just $8. Lindsay Owens runs Groundwork Collaborative, a left-leaning think tank in Washington. She says it's important for Biden to call out these companies. She named Ticketmaster and the Biden administration blocking a merger between Spirit Airlines and JetBlue as part of this.
I think when he picks these visible fights, Americans do pay attention. They do understand what the stakes are, and they do see President Biden fighting for them.
Whether people are paying attention is going to be critical for Biden in the lead up to November. The economy remains a top issue for voters in the election, and those surveys show that people feel better about how the economy is doing compared to a few months ago. They're not giving Biden credit for that. In fact, polls show that voters favor Biden's likely opponent, former President Donald Trump, on the economy instead. But with something like junk fees, Owen says it's an issue that more people can connect with compared to broader economic conversations like ones about inflation and employment numbers.
These pocketbook consumer issues, like junk fees, I think are highly visible to Americans because, look, everywhere they turn, they're being overcharged.
Polling shows that eliminating and lowering junk fees is popular across the board with both Democrats and Republicans. And the Biden campaign and the White House know that. Here's Mahoney.
We joke, but with some seriousness, that, it polls almost as well as baseball and apple pie.
For his State of the Union address tomorrow, the most widely watched speech the president gives every year, he'll mention junk fees again, though what exactly the president will say is unclear. But an administration official tells NPR that the topic is a way for the president to tell a wider story about competition. The president wants there to be a level playing field for businesses. And for consumers, he wants the cost of things to be upfront. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.